The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
And that means it's time for this month's episode of Science Diction, where we try to give you some origins of the words that come up in science on Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow, asking you to join me now to welcome Howard Merkel. He's professor of history of medicine at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. He's also director of the Center for the History of Medicine there. Welcome back to Science Friday, Dr. Markell.
Hey, Ira.
And our word today is?
Evolution.
Evolution. Tell us about why you chose evolution and how did it originate?
Well, it refers, as everyone knows, to the genetic adaptation of species to the environment, you know, as a result of natural selection and breeding and mutation. But everyone, including myself, you instantly think of Charles Darwin, that he's the one who coined the word in his famous Origin of Species. But he actually didn't prefer that term. In fact, he used much more convoluted terms like transmutation by means of natural selection. And it wasn't until after the book was published in 1859 that it really caught on in the vernacular.
Hmm. Where did it originate from? Is it Latin?
It's a Latin root. It's evolutio, which describes the unrolling or unfolding of a scroll, which is, of course, an ancient book for the ancient Romans. And it was in English for centuries, but it didn't really hit the scientific vernacular until about the early 18th century. An embryologist would look at embryos, and they'd talk about the evolution or the unfolding of an embryo into pre-existing parts. Uh-huh. About 1832, though, Charles Lyell, a famed geologist, and Darwin loved his work, by the way, as did Alfred Wallace, his rival. He wrote a book about geology, and he used the term evolution, but he was really contesting Jean-Baptiste Lamarck's transmutation theory. Remember those giraffes who would get longer necks with the trees growing each succession. But a lot of Christian Western-thinking scientists also like the term evolution because it suggested a good to better to best to perfection. And that allowed for some wiggle room with an ultimate creator and perfection of his creation. Darwin didn't like the term for precisely that reason. Hey, he was somewhat agnostic about an ultimate creator. But he also described very carefully and with great nuance that it wasn't so unidirectional. It wasn't just good, better, perfect. Sometimes you would go back depending on the natural evolution that was going on.
Did he have a better word he would rather have used?
Well, yeah, you know, throughout, he says transmutation by means of natural selection. Sometimes he uses the term modification with descent. And he doesn't really, in the first edition at least, use the word evolved until the very last word of that book.
And he wasn't a guy in the public eye who was going to...
No, he kept to himself. You know, he lived with his family 15 miles away from London. He was a very sickly man. He also probably had panic attacks when he was in public. And it was really his advocates who got the ball rolling. T.H. Huxley, the great biologist and debater, would have great debates with clergymen and such, and he was often called Darwin's bulldog. And he wrote a famous article in Encyclopedia Britannica called Evolution and Biology. And, of course, there was Herbert Spencer, who came up with the term survival of the fittest, describing social Darwinism, and he used evolution. And then, before you knew it, it was right out there.
Yeah, and so of course it went back to Darwin to stick to,
right?
Instead of Huxley or the other people who really made it popular.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was at Darwin's home a couple weeks ago. I was at a medical conference in London, and I made a pilgrimage to Down House, and that's where he lived for 40 years. And you can see where he ate and where he played with his children, where he did his experiments, and of course that room where he wrote his books. And as I was standing there, I remember that last line of The Origin of Species. It's about endless forms most beautiful and most wonderful have been and are being evolved. And I thought to myself, you know, the ancient Romans really had it right, because it really is the unrolling, the unfolding of a scroll, of a book, telling a very complex tale. And what a great word for that quest that we're still involved in trying to understand the history and future of life in all of its forms.
All right. What a great way to end the show.
Well, thank you.
Some great stuff to think about. Thank you very much, Dr. Markell, for joining
us. My pleasure.
Dr. Howard Markell is professor of history of medicine at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and director of the Center there for the History of Medicine. That's about all the time we have for today. Greg Smith composed our theme music, and we had help from NPR librarian Kim Maleski. If you missed any part of the show, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com and download our podcast. We now have an iPhone app. You can shove Science Friday into your pocket and take it with you. And also, continuing all during the week is folks who are going to be tweeting at SciFry, at SCIFRI, and also leave us suggestions on our website at sciencefriday.com. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.